Welcome to Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I am joined by the head women's basketball coach at Princeton University, Carla Berube. Coach, welcome.
Thanks, Jerry.
So two games under your belt and two more coming up and a big weekend for your team. And let's start out talking about the trip to Washington, D.C. and going against your old college teammate and getting a win over George Washington and going to Bella Allery's house and all the things that you guys did, and just sort of recap a bit about how that trip went.
Yeah, it was a great trip down to D.C. We had a really good practice here on Saturday morning, and then took off for our nation's capital and went to an early dinner at the Allery's. She and her family had all of us over, our families. I think it was over 60 people at the house. It was really nice to watch some Princeton football. That one didn't go as well as we had hoped, but it was just great all to be together, enjoy a really nice meal, and for me, meeting some new families as well. And then after that, we got into, because that was out in Maryland, Bethesda, and then we went into the city and went to GW, to the university, and got a little shoot around on Saturday evening to get acquainted with the arena, because it was such an early start on Sunday, we couldn't get in there on Sunday morning. So got in there on Saturday evening, had a shoot around, and went well, and then got a good night's sleep, and went into Sunday, into the game with GW, knowing it was going to be a tough battle. They had a really good win against Villanova leading up to the weekend, and we knew we needed to put together a really good 40 minutes to beat a tough Colonials team.
So talk a little bit about your former teammate, Jen Rosati, who's the head coach at George Washington. And you sort of can relate this to yourself a bit. And when you were hired, you actually put me in touch with your college coach, Gino Auriemma, and he said flat out, "I didn't see Carla becoming a coach when she was a player. I did see her becoming a very successful coach once she started doing it." Did you see Jen as becoming a coach, and did you see yourself as becoming a coach?
I could definitely see Jen becoming a coach. She was definitely our floor leader for the 3 years I played with her, someone we always looked to. She knew what she was supposed to do, and she knew what every one of us should be doing. Just a really high basketball IQ, and she just is very passionate about the game, and you could just tell that was something that she could have a career doing. As far as myself, not at that point, not when we were playing, and she probably would say the same thing as Coach Auriemma, that they never saw me becoming a coach, and you've heard this. I was really, really quiet and shy, and a little bit in a shell during my college year. So during that time, I did not think I would ever become a coach.
Because from my perspective, as I watch, because we have, I lost track of the numbers, maybe it's seven alums who are head coaches now. Bob Sarace, one of them, Jim Barlow, one of them, Mitch Henderson, one of them, Sabrina King, one of them, and Greg Hughes, Marty Crotty, and I'm forgetting somebody, I'm sure, but apologies to whoever it is I'm forgetting off the top of my head as I rattle this list off. But I always look at players here when they're playing and think, I wonder if that kid would be a good head coach, or I wonder if that one would be a good head coach. And I don't know, is there a kid on your team now that you watch him and you think that kid is born to be a coach?
still getting to know my players.
Or how about from Tufts?
Actually, one of our seniors now is going to be a coach for sure, and I knew it as soon as she walked on campus, Lily Perro. So and she's already set with a grad assistant position for next year. So you definitely you can tell for the most part who who wants to be a coach and who doesn't, and there's some that frankly can just surprise you down the road.
Is there a specific position you think that lends itself to being a coach?
I think you need to be a good leader, right? I think you need to, it doesn't, you think maybe a point guard should always be the next coach, but I don't think that's always the case. I certainly was not a point guard, and here I am coaching, and, I think there's a lot of, different positions, but I would think, maybe the point guard more so than any other position.
Well, let's talk about Carly Littlefield then, because the game she played against George Washington, 22 points, 10 steals, which tied the school record. Eight rebounds, came within two rebounds of a triple-double. And in the history of Princeton basketball, men's and women's, there's only been one of those, and that was by Leslie Robinson a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Talk about her game against George Washington, because some of the people who watched it emailed me and were just raving about how well she played.
Yeah, no, she was. She was really great. She can just turn it up defensively. She can... Juan just kind of wreak havoc with the opponent's ball handler. I think she got a couple steals that way. But then she just plays the passing lanes really well. She anticipates well. She keeps her defender in close proximity to her. And she just made plays. That's how she got her steals. But I think we needed a little bit of a scoring punch in that third quarter, and she certainly did that from her steals, but also... So she made some pull-up jumpers. She hit at least one three. Maybe two threes. But she can score in a lot of different ways. And when your point guard can do that and turn it up in that way, and also be a great distributor, it's a good recipe. She was definitely a game changer in that third quarter with all the steals she had.
She's all of the attention in terms of scoring has always gone to Bella. And rightly so, obviously, given the caliber of player that Bell is. But Carly Littlefield is two games into her junior year, and she has 696 career points. I mean, that translates into a lot of career points over the long haul. So when you think of her, you think of defense, you think of ball handling, you think of intensity and intangibles, but she also scores a lot.
Yeah, she can. She has a nice shot. She has a nice... outside shot, and she's not afraid to take it into the paint and make things happen, and she pushes it in transition on every single possession. We set some ball screens for her. She's really good at coming off ball screens and looking for the roller or the popper, but also she can really put her head down and get to the rim really well. So it's great to have several offensive threats to go to.
Do you think your team is developing the defensive mentality that you're hoping for?
It's coming. It's coming along. I think that every day in practice, they're working hard toward that. Carly definitely has the mentality that we need. It's just, getting after it on every single possession. And I think she's done a good job of bringing along her teammates in that realm. And so I think we are a work in progress. I think that they're... understanding it better, and I think they are enjoying, coming to practice and working on it on a day-to-day basis, and then they get to, see the benefits, the rewards in the game on Sunday when we did put the defensive pressure on them and, held a really good GW team to a low score.
So one of the things that's been the case in both of your first two games, it's way too early to draw any sort of bigger picture conclusions or anything, but you've really put teams away in the third quarter. What is your take on that? Just coincidence for two games, or is there something that you're specifically doing? Or
no, I wish we could be better in the first quarter. This is a couple games where we haven't come out of the gates very well, so something we've watched some film and talked about, and we hope we could kind of fix that. Third quarter, I mean, it's just going into the locker room and sort of making maybe a couple adjustments, maybe just taking a little breather and a break and ready to get out there and change the game in a positive way. It's certainly, nothing that we're, saying we're a third quarter team. No, well, we want to be all four quarters of the team. It's better to finish well than to start well.
No, it's not like your team's getting behind by 30 points, but I just think it's a pretty good sign that you're able to turn it up a notch after halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that they are listening to what we're saying at halftime and making those right adjustments and turning up the defensive pressure. And then we think when that happens, then, scoring is going to come with that.
So the next two challenges are at Seton Hall Friday night and then home with Florida Gulf Coast on Sunday. And given the way the weather's going, it would be better to be home with Seton Hall and at Florida Gulf Coast. But forgetting that for a minute, Seton Hall, a very good team. A good rivalry has been built up with Princeton and Seton Hall women's basketball. And then if people don't know anything about Florida Gulf Coast, 28-5 last year, Atlantic Sun champs, gave a fourth-seeded Miami team a great run in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Very good program. It's that's coming here to play you. So it's two really good tests.
Yeah, absolutely. Two very good teams, well coached, very athletic, can put a lot of points on the board in a short amount of time from their defense and from their transition game. And Seton Hall will be a big test on Friday night. You know, it's about Jersey Pride on Friday night. And, we're excited to go up there. I mean, they're a really, really strong Big East team. And we know that every year it's a great battle with them. And we've got to put together a full 40 minutes. And then on Sunday, you're right, Florida Gulf Coast is a very, very strong program. You don't hear a lot about them because they're not in a Power 5 school. But they are, you know, every year a really strong really athletic, can shoot they take a lot of threes, they get a lot in transition, really sound defense. So it's going to be two tough tests this weekend, and we're working hard this week to prepare for those.
So in the NESCAC, how does scheduling work? You know, in the Ivy League, obviously, when you get to the league, it's Friday, Saturday. Is it similar in the NESCAC?
Yeah, it's Friday, Saturday.
So you're used to, I mean, this is Friday, Sunday, but it's very quick turnaround. You're used to that.
Yep, used to the back-to-backs.
So what's for you, it's the added issue of you don't really know these teams. So what's the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I think during the week, when they're so close together, you're working on both teams. And so, you know, our staff is we split up our scouts. And so, each coach has these games, and I'm watching both teams, and we're working on both. And then come the day before, so tomorrow will just be about Seton Hall. So we're really focused in on them to be ready for Friday. And then, you know, Saturday we'll be back to Florida Gulf Coast. So, it's good. And we have a shoot around for each of those games too. So there's enough practice to make sure we know what we're doing. We know the game plan, and we're ready to execute it.
So again, this is the one thing I always forget to do. What time's the game on Sunday?
Sunday is at 1 p.m.
Okay, and Friday night is 7?
7:30.
Okay, 7:30 at Seton Hall Friday, which is about 45 minutes from Princeton, although it's 7:30 on Friday. It may take you a little longer from Princeton. Yep. And then Florida Gulf Coast, 1 o'clock Sunday, starts here on Kirill Court at Jadwin Gym. Speaking of Kirill Court, I didn't ask you this yet, but have you met Coach Kirill? And have you had any interactions with him?
I have. He came into the end of one of our practices in September. It was great meeting him, and he was, you know, excited about my appointment, and we had a little chat, and very enjoyable.
And do you know a lot about him? Or?
I mean, of course, if you know anything about basketball and what, you know, what he accomplished here and the upsets that they had, and of course, you know, about Pete Carrill and the whole Princeton offense, and he was a pioneer.
Hall of Famer Pete Carrill, and Kirill Court named for Pete Carrill, and that's where your team will be Sunday against Florida Gulf Coast. As we said, a really strong team. That's a 1 o'clock start, and the game's Friday night at Seton Hall. Good luck in both of those games. We'll be back next week to talk about them and then to look ahead as the schedule continues to be challenging after that.
Absolutely.
For Princeton women's basketball coach Carla Berube, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for joining us here each week on Conversations with Carla, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton women's basketball.